That isn't cranberry sauce, Artie.
Do you like what you see?
Penetration? Who's gonna be penetrated?
Why are there sharks on the moon?
You're listening to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D, with host Super Marcy.
Hey, it's Wish.com Eric Roberts.
The terrible Australian Bee Jamine.
We're being watched. Oh no, the actors have become self-aware. They know we're watching them.
Professor Science Batch.
All these actors are hard Canadian 30s.
And Trash Panda Colin.
That movie's so tight.
Featuring Craven the Hunter.
It's Craven!
No, you're not. You're banned.
And Louise Lasser.
Did somebody say Louise Lasser?
This podcast is intended for mature audiences as it may contain explicit language.
I bet you he made anal.
That's not how you should.
Adult themes.
I like how they're still wet even after the next day.
Then it comes back on and it's an ad from Wild Secrets.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. Visit supermarcy.com for more. Show your support and access exclusive posts at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Now to our feature presentation.
Would you like to touch what you see?
Listen! I don't have anything to say to you except don't call me anymore!
Operator, I am begging you! This is a real, real emergency! What's the matter with you?
I got molested in the little boy's room!
G'day everyone, this is Bee Jamine, aka The Terrible Aussie, and welcome to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, the number one Tubi-related podcast that's hosted by two Australians, one Canadian, and one American. And with me, as always, are my three very awesome co-hosts. First up, of course, is the one, the only, Super Marcy. Hello, Marcy. How are you?
Hello, hello. Yeah, I'm doing all right. Still recovering from the shenanigans of the ice cream man, but doing all right, doing all right.
Indeed, indeed. I'm still recovering as well. Not as much as our next two co-hosts, who are both recovering in their own ways. First up, of course, is the Canadian portion of this show, and that, of course, is the professor of all things science, Professor Batch. Hello, Batch, how are you? And how was your trip with the Bronson brothers?
I should have warned you guys, you never go full Clint Howard.
Yes.
Well.
But I'm good. I went up with my road trip to with the brothers of Bronson looking for sensitive Victor Crowley. And do those guys know how to party?
Oh, yeah.
They do, but just don't ruin their party, because if they do, they'll kill you for taking away their party. But anyways, though, also with us, of course, is making his return after being hanging out with Polite Jigsaw the last few weeks. And that, of course, is the trashiest of the trash pandas, Colin. Hello, Colin. How are you? And welcome back to the show.
Dude, Polite Jigsaw is so tight. I almost picked one of his movies just now, but I at the last minute I changed it. Always yelling at kids, like, oh, so fun. I love my life, guys. I've been away for a while. It's fun to be back. Yes. I'm glad I'm back.
Well, we're glad you're back too, Colin, especially because this is our at the time of when this episode dropped, it'll be Halloween. So
holy shit. Oh,
exactly. So, Colin, you get the Halloween episode.
I should have picked a better movie then.
But, Colin, what film have you chosen for this episode of the show?
I've picked not only a sequel, but a sequel that is probably many of the worst sequels I've ever seen. Urban Legend, Final Cut. And I think I've only seen it once for that reason. Is because it's so bad. And the only thing I remember about Urban Legends as in the movie is the Pop Rocks and soda thing. That's the only thing I remember about Urban Legends. That's the only thing. And I think Pacey was in that movie.
Yes.
From Dawson's Creek.
Stop clicking your pen. I could hear it and it's so loud.
It's Jigsaw, man. He took my toe, bro. I have
sensitive.
Click.
Oh, polite.
Polite Jigsaw took my toe. Let me click my
son of a bitch.
Oh. You had, instead of like using a saw to cut off your leg, you had to cut off your toe, Colin.
No, it was, he was trying, he didn't want to be full mean. So he just locked my toe and he was just like, choose or don't. And then just fucking let me cut my toe off. It was pretty tight.
I'm really sorry about this. I humbly apologize.
It's okay.
Well, I'm glad you picked the sequel, Urban Legends Final Cut, because I've not seen this movie since it came out in the cinemas 23 years ago.
I don't even know if I've seen it.
Holy shit, it's 23 years? Damn, that's old.
But I'm very glad that you picked this film. So we'll get straight to it. And before we do, we'll lay down the ground rules as per usual. What you need to do, everyone, is go to Tubi and look up the film Urban Legends Final Cut if it is playing in your part of the world. But if it isn't, the film is available on other streaming services and on DVD and Blu-ray as well, so it's easy to find. So I'll count us down from five, and when I say go, that's when you play the movie, and then that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. However, though, since Tubi is a free streaming service, they do play ads on occasion, so if you hear this sound effect...
Is it me or Batch today?
Yes.
There we go.
That means you that means you pause the film, and when you hear the sound effect again...
Oh.
That means you can restart the film, but we'll make sure to give a timestamp as well. But I'm pretty sure, though, even if you're not interested in watching Urban Legends Final Cut, I'm pretty sure this audio commentary will be a fun listen to regardless. So, Marcy, Batch, Colin, are you ready to have a legendary Halloween time with Urban Legends Final Cut?
It's gonna be one of those episodes, is it?
Yeah, it's gonna be one of those. It's gonna be one of these episodes.
Indeed, it's gonna be one of those episodes. So I'm looking forward to it. So let's get started in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Well done, Colin.
There it is.
And it does follow the rules of Tubi Tuesday. That we don't start a franchise at the beginning. We do it right in the middle.
Mm.
Yes.
Is this the classiest movie we've done for Tubi Tuesdays in a while?
Because it's like a studio
production. Yeah.
It might be. Is this meant to be classy or?
I don't know.
This movie had a budget at least.
Yeah, exactly. It had a budget.
It had more of a budget than what we're used to, that's for sure.
Exactly.
I mean, I could have picked fucking Blair Witch 2, Book of Shadows.
Oh. Ideas for future episodes, Colin.
Blair Witch 2.
UL2.
UL2, yo. That's my rap name.
You're a legend.
Urban Legend.
That took quite a while.
That's hilarious.
It's like a fucking episode of Wheel of Fortune.
You're a legend too.
You're a legend too.
I don't know. I like the way it said you're a Lee.
You're a Lee.
You're a Lee.
You're a Lee, man.
Listen, what are they doing in the backseat?
We can make self-help fucking t-shirts that say you're a legend.
Fucking nerd.
Look at this fucking nerd.
Pete, I'm starting to think this turns you on a little bit.
Listen, that nerd looks like Rivers from Weezer, and he's got a hot
That is Rivers Cuomo.
It looks like Rivers for real. And he's doing dinosaur shit. Whoa! That's Rivers.
Wait a second. I thought we were watching Urban Legends. This is Final Destination.
Marcy said I couldn't pick snakes on a plane.
Oh.
Marcy, no, she said you couldn't pick retarded.
Oh, yeah, retarded. Where
that
are
is the
they?
Name of the movie.
I said you couldn't pick snakes on a plane because it's not listed as a horror movie.
Yeah, it is.
It's on Tubi, it doesn't say horror, and on IMDb, it does not say horror.
Well,
evidently, everything on Tubi is considered horror.
Yeah.
Except snakes on a plane.
Well, I can say now, both Tubi and IMDb are wrong on every level. Just like how they put Silence of the Lambs as a thriller instead of a horror film.
Why is the old lady always the goddamn murderer?
It's Louise!
I need to get in there, honey.
Listen. These chimichangas are not gonna take care of themselves.
I'm pretty sure Louise would have joined the Mile High Club.
Whoa!
She had her panties on. I saw it.
I've heard of muff diving, but I've never heard of muff flying.
Not yet. I'll allow it.
I'll give you this, Pete. Hold on. There you go.
I fell off my chair laughing.
Oh my god, dude.
Hey, your own joke, bro.
Okay, but that's the thing. They don't have enough room in there.
You're going down.
I mean, he's going down for sure.
How did the killer know that they were going to go down at each other in the airplane bathroom?
The killer always knows, Bede.
I mean, I would go down on somebody in a fucking airplane bathroom. It's way easier to do that than to fuck.
Yeah.
So, what's the actual urban legend that's about this happening on a plane?
Well, let me look at it.
I can tell you what it is. It's the female orgasm. That's the urban legend.
I mean, that is an urban legend just because men made it that way.
I have right here, because I am the professor, the big book of urban legends.
Oh, you better look it up then, Batch.
Yeah, 200 true stories too good to be true.
Oh.
Is bitch getting eaten out on a plane fucking in there?
I don't even know what's going on.
Oh, it's me. I killed that nerd.
God damn, dude.
Mage, you're killing nerds already.
And the fucking pilots, dude. You can't do that.
Okay, first of all, how did this killer go around, kill all these people, and nobody tried to fight back?
All right, listen.
I don't know, man. I don't know, man.
It is in here.
How is that? Is it?
It is.
Do you want to read us the urban legend then?
Is it called Dear Penthouse Forum?
Last page. Fly the plane.
How does she know how to fly a plane?
Oh no, she hit
it's a movie.
Dude. Oh man. My heart almost collapsed again.
What a twist!
Oh, wait! It's a movie? Oh fuck this.
Final cut.
It was a movie this entire time.
It was muff diving on a plane, the movie.
Oh, Eva Mendes.
Muffs on a plane.
Muffs on a plane. Hashtag muffs on a plane.
Oh, hey Marcy, it's Jennifer Morrison, someone we actually met in real life.
We did meet her, yes.
I bought that movie Muffs on a Plane. That's a great porno.
Oh, hello, Chad.
We've missed you, man.
It's part of the Muff series. Muffs on a tree, Muffs on a plane.
Joey Lawrence!
Oh my god, whoa, he's alive. He gets it. He's up for a nominee. Yes. For the Achievement Award for the year.
That's rad. He's a bro.
He's a bro.
He buys porn too.
Does he actually pay for his porn as well?
Oh, his assistant does.
Ah, that makes sense. That makes sense. So you're a big fan of the Muff series, Chad.
Oh, they're great. They're so educational.
Oh.
Most porn is.
Ah.
For true. It's very educational. That's how I learned how to eat pussy.
That's good to know, Colin. Right? Thank you for sharing.
Ask Carrie, I'm an 11, not a 10. An 11, motherfucker.
Oh.
Thanks, lesbian porn.
What are you, Batch?
None of your goddamn business.
Oh,
jeez. Okay, so already within the first 5 minutes of this movie, Marcy and I have met someone from this movie. We've had Joey Lawrence as an automatic Tubi Achievement Award nominee. We have fucking Captain Pike in this movie. Eva Mendes and Anthony Anderson. And this,
that's a heated category this year.
Dude, Anthony Anderson.
Well, pretty much like now adding Joey Lawrence to the list, that's about 13 nominees for that award this year.
That's me right there. I would totally fall asleep in that shit right there.
Yes.
Oh, what's up, not David Duchovny?
Yeah, what up? Not David Duchovny. What up, Samuel Duchovny?
Hey, that's when Joey Lawrence had his hair.
He still looks exactly the same. Action. Why is this the creepiest class I've ever seen?
These are all filmmakers. This is how they all look.
This has actually, that's true. That's 100% true. I've been to film school. That is what film students look like. They look like one, the douchebag, that dude in a fucking like pea coat jacket thing with a t-shirt on. The dude with the black frame glasses, the dude with the long hair who's probably going to make porn when he's done. You got that dude in the shadows like Sting. The weird dude who's into the set design in the back.
Yes.
That's film school in America. that's USC right now.
Why does every university campus for a film school just look like it's out of a Tim Burton movie?
Because they're all filmed in Toronto.
Why does this one specifically miserable. Look like that? Bad squawking.
Light shiny.
I'm lost.
Hey, I'm from the first movie.
Oh, yeah.
She's Loretta in Jeepers Dubai. Creepers, too, isn't she? She's in Jeepers Creepers.
No, that's a different actress. But Loretta Devine was in the first Urban Legends movie, and she's awesome in that movie. She's an automatic Best Supporting Actress nominee just for this film.
I feel like I want to, like, give her a hug.
Yes.
That's racial profiling.
My name's Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah.
I have no jokes right now. I'm trying to work out what this movie is.
It's pretty much the sequel to this movie, Marcy, is in this scene, Loretta Devine's character, having lived the events of the first film, she tells Jennifer Lawrence about the stories of what happened Jennifer in the first Lawrence. Film. Sorry, not Jennifer. Jennifer Morrison. Jennifer Morrison.
If that wasn't a joke, it was a funny one.
Yeah. Loretta tells Jennifer Morrison about how the events of the first film have now been covered up. So now she takes the ideas about a killer who kills people using urban legend and decides to make a film thesis for her class on urban legends.
Okay.
And then, of course, mayhem happens from there.
Right. I mean, if you want to see a good movie about somebody looking at urban legends for their thesis and whatnot, just watch the original Candyman.
Well, that is true. Thanks for the ride. So, if horror has taught me anything, if you're going to write a thesis or film a thesis on anything that's about happened on event, terrifying events that happened in real life, just don't.
Apparently, her ass is an urban legend.
Yes.
Who's the blonde girl?
Yes.
No, the other one. She said, urban legend, my ass.
Oh.
That's Taco Bell.
I was like, I didn't see her ass, but I admit, I'm pretty sure it's probably Pancake. Who is this
and
guy?
And I talk like this.
I don't know why I talk like this, but I just do.
Do you like my mustard tie?
Sir, this is Louis Lasser. That is a slander because you are impersonating me. I'm going to sue you for that voice.
Well, you should say this guy with the busted tie. He was doing your voice, Lewis.
I got some bad news. I gotta break to you. I know you. I know you banned Craven and all that kind of stuff, but he did buy some more time on the show.
Oh no!
Are you kidding me?
Hold on. I got to deal with this asshole all day long. Colin, you know you're doing the podcast to be Tuesday with Craven now, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're gonna get yours. Don't worry about these other three. Guys, he's got me by the balls. We got to play the song. He's got a new song.
Hit it. Doesn't seem to matter what I do. I'm always number two. No one knows how hard I tried. I have feelings that I can't explain.
Where's just a fan? Craven's a son of a bitch. Hey, he sent me out to play it. He didn't say we couldn't talk over it. Make fun of
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, that is true.
You're a great bastard.
Dolphins cry.
Anywhere else I'd be.
Oh, he just dropped his drink.
It is my destiny to briefies. Live and die.
My song sucks. My song sucks. My name's Craven. And my song sucks.
I'm just Craven.
I'm a dumb son of a bitch.
I see a love she sees.
I love Louise
Lassen
because
Louise.
What the fuck is going on? This is going
to
give me a panic attack.
See the man behind the tan.
There's like a song in the movie, then Craven is singing, and then we're all talking. Whatever that is tight. I'll go with this.
I don't know what's happening right now.
She's
the song's still going.
They're at a club. And
I can't hear Batch now.
Uh-oh.
I don't know what's happening, but she just got roofied, so...
Yeah, don't drink that just into Barrett.
That 90s rock is hitting hard, man. That was a good song in the 90s in America.
You know, I'm a director too. And I'm also a Black Bolt.
Holy shit.
Batch, your audio is not coming through. And you won't mind paying for these drinks. And I have no idea why.
If you muted anything, unmute yourself. Because I had that problem too. I was yelling at my kids. And I thought I was muted, but I guess I wasn't.
And knowing that we're recording in a new way, everything Batch says is probably just coming up in the recording.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it wouldn't be a To Be Tuesdays podcast unless the entire thing was awkward as fuck.
Yes. Oh, I love this.
I don't know, Batch, why I can't hear you.
Why is she ringing a bell in her closet?
That's the coat room.
Oh shit, I thought it was a closet.
Oh my gosh, I want my coat. I know it's in here. If not, I'll just get somebody else's coat.
I just need my Gucci purse and my whatever the fuck nice designer jacket.
I don't know. I shop at Kmart.
$45 for a coat? That's pretty cheap.
I think it's the number it's meant to be. Number 45.
That's a nice-ass thrift store.
It's a coat room. That's where you leave your coats when you go to a place.
I've never seen a fucking coat room.
Buzzy, it's a coat room, but for somebody else who doesn't have nice clothes, it is a thrift shop.
For real.
It is a thrift shop.
Every coat room's a thrift shop when you're homeless.
Exactly.
Well, true.
Check, check, check.
Hey, there he is.
There we go.
Fucking Craven. Oh, god damn it. First he just played that bullshit song. I pulled the plug on it, then he disables my mic somehow.
Oh. Jacinta Barrett's doing the ice bucket challenge.
She's about 20 years too late, or whatever that was.
She's 20 years too early.
Hey, remember that? That was a thing. Whoa, did you guys do the ice bucket challenge?
Nah.
She's missing a kidney. That's in this book.
Ah.
Why is she freaking out? She'll be fine.
You can live. She can live without a kidney. She's still good.
This doesn't right. look very sanitary. I don't know how they're going to use that kidney.
Hmm.
Just right? saying. That's it needs to be saying. Very sterilized. Come on.
Yeah, she's going to get a nasty infection. I should know. Damn! Oh,
ow!
She slipped on nothing.
It was glass, I think.
No, it's ice. It looks like glass, but it's ice.
Oh, ice. Whatever. It's slippery.
Oh, Jill. Whatever.
Killer's going to come in and be like, ice to see you.
Oh, God, no.
Uh-huh. There's no... You can't oh my use God, the sound effects on being this now.
Frick-ass Nokia.
Hey, there it was.
It's on a delay
now.
Yeah,
oh, but it, no, dude. Now yeah. he's all pissed.
Yeah, but it's not as effective. Yeah. So my jokes will keep going.
Look, I can pretty much...
There, it's better.
Here, how's this?
How's about this?
I don't like you.
Guys.
Oh, no, you're pissed at the guy the ghost saw. Was...
Oh, she had that cell
I was Toby's manager.
She had that cell phone upside down. The antenna for the cell phone was like out by her mouth and it was upside down.
She's an Australian. Everyone knows Australians talk on their phones upside down because we're, you know, the.
Well, that is true.
I mean, she is pretty sexy and she does have.
I mean,
nice
it's
voice.
Weird to you guys that we actually use them right side up, right?
Yes.
Yeah, no, we think you're total weirdos.
How hard is it to get out of that window?
I know. Ooh, why would
there's barbed wire?
Oh!
Why is there barbed wire? I would have just taken the dog bite. At least you get kicked the dog in the face and shit.
Yeah, the dog might not even be that upset when he meets you.
Polite Jigsaw.
Oh!
Oh, it's Polite Jigsaw.
Would you like to play a game?
Oh, her head fell off.
I mean, it depends. What's the game?
She just played one of my games. I feel really bad about it. I mean, I shouldn't have looked that barbed wire there.
I mean, you should have been sanitary with the kidneys, but, you know.
Maybe I should have add. I just wanted to be included.
Colin, you might have to move your mouse so we can get a timestamp.
Oh shit, my bad. Endurance covers nearly every car on the road. Go. You pick the mechanic
you trust. Act now for 3 days.
Nope. I can't even see the timestamp. Oh no.
I can't even get a timestamp.
We're flying blind. No timestamps.
No timestamps. You just have to roll with it.
Yeah.
Oh no.
We're trying to do software, people, to see if this works, and so far,
75%.
I would say about 65%.
The video quality is tight. The stream quality is good. I tell
everybody about the audio's good.
The audio's crisp and clear. Other than not being able to work it, we can figure that out. That's easy.
Yeah, see, the problem was it wouldn't let me do the share screen for everybody to actually hear the movie, so...
But any of us can, so teamwork!
Yep. Yeah.
We'll work it out.
Shit.
We will get there. Just hope my internet stays stable.
Yes. Protect that toilet. And we're back right about now.
Yeah.
Marcy, look out.
Look at that dude.
Time stamp.
Oh, 2021. There we go.
Oh, Marcy, it was that elephant.
Why am I just going to be traumatized? What is going on?
It's got a bandana against you now.
Yeah. Me and that elephant are having a death match.
Yes.
Our wire light tube death match with
him. Yes. With an elephant.
Jennifer Morris is a fucking nerd. Oh, wait, I'm confused how I feel. Oh, wait a minute. No, she's not anymore.
She's a sexy nerd. It's a degree nerd. Below sexy auntie.
Yes.
You go sexy auntie, or sexy nerd day, sexy auntie.
She's not a fucking nerd. She's a nerd that fucks.
Oh.
That might check out, so.
Is that Melissa Joan Hart?
No.
thesis film.
I mean, Joey Lawrence is in this movie. It wouldn't be too much of a stretch if she was in this movie.
Well, it wouldn't be, but it's not her.
Yes. Putting the reels together.
Mm. You know what? I think they're putting together.
What's that?
They're really making that possessed porno in porno.
Yeah. Damn, that board's old.
This is the studio, or this is the school that taught the filmmakers how to make the movies in porno.
Yes.
Yes. The possessed evil pornos.
This is where they made it.
She has the same haircut as Shawn Michaels did in the first Elimination Chamber.
Look at these fucking nerds.
Oh my god.
No, they're geeks. There's a difference.
Oh, they're geeks.
Yeah, they're geeks.
Look at these fucking geeks.
Look at this fucking Trumper.
Oh.
I'm not even lying. Shaggy Davis now is a fucking Trumper.
Is he really?
That guy's a Chad.
Yeah. He's a fucking Trumper.
I wish I could have found the best horror movie ever, fucking Trump's Legacy on Tubi, but they don't have that.
Ew.
What was that one movie, and I always forget what it's called, where someone I think was wearing a Trump mask to kill people?
Oh, President Evil.
That's it.
Yes.
Oh, that was God. Not a great movie, though.
I wonder if it's on Tubi. That'd be hilarious.
It was on Tubi. That's why we watched it.
Yeah, I don't know if it's still on Tubi.
Eva Mendes.
Say that about Joey Lawrence, thank you.
Joey Lawrence.
I love Joey Lawrence.
Thank you, babe.
Let's go.
This movie's just a complete rip-off cut.
What was that?
Hello, it's me.
You're all talking about me.
Because this show's here, this show's the best, so that means I'm here as well.
No, I'd rather Craven come back than you being here, Trump.
Okay, so, yeah, they're writing. Yeah, either I need to stick around permanently or Craven gets to come back.
It's like a Sophie's Choice.
How about we don't have Craven and no Trump? That would suit me just fine.
No, it's one or the other. You guys have 1 week to figure it out.
No, that doesn't work for me.
Trump, I can see McDonald's and women with big boobs over there. Maybe you should go check.
Oh, I gotta go. Gotta go.
There we go.
How does he keep getting on the show? He was like Beetlejuice. You guys said Trump 3 times and he appeared.
I blame urban legend horror movies.
Are we going to honor that? We got 1 week to figure out who's around.
No, I don't approve of any of this, and we know that I'm the boss.
I mean, that's true.
And we should say it, because it's just well known.
And granted... He did have Louise Lasser's family completely murdered. He is the lesser of two evils here.
Yes.
Well, she's got to find herself another double penetration.
Hey, now.
I like how Anson Mount, Captain Pike, looks like Spock in this movie.
That's the hairstyle he was going for. I'm pretty sure.
Yes.
He's drinking because he found out QAnon was not real.
Yes.
That's because he made a MAGA film and no one was happy. I mean, no one liked it. Everyone thought it was shit.
I sort of looked like he hasn't done much lately, so that's probably why. Because I'm a Trumper. Nobody wants to hire me.
Probably. I don't know. I feel really awful asking I'm trying to work out what is actually meant to be happening in this movie. Are people really dying, or are they just filming it as part of the movie?
Is it a serial killer, or is it a...
Yeah. Is it all a trick? See, this is... She's putting the filmmaking team together, but again, that's the thing. Do you... Are the murders that are happening actually legit real, or are they all fake?
Stop trying to trick me.
Colin, we need to get a... Colin, we need to get you a gold pimp cane.
Oh, hell yeah.
Wait, what?
We need to get you a gold pimp cane.
I know.
I'm going to get you that pimp cane.
With like 50 gadgets in it.
I'm going to get you that pimp cane.
I'm going to get you that pimp cane.
If you all don't get him a gold pimp cane, I'm going to be very upset.
Well, that's the thing. The Halloween store is open still. And after Halloween, everything will be on sale. And they don't close for like a week and a half. Nobody's going to buy a stupid-ass pimp cane. Except for me. So I'll
How
just
many
go.
Patrons to get Colin a gold pimp cane?
Oh, my God.
We'll make it one more subscriber. Oh, gunshot.
No, a 1,000 more, because we got to buy that gold.
Yeah, you got to buy the gold fucking pimp chain. Or pimp cane. But
well, if you get a cane, you're a chain too at that point.
I want a whole ensemble. See, I want a gold pimp cane with a chain, with a Mersh chain that either says Mersh or it's got a cat on it. And then I want a chalice so that when we do podcasts, I can drink from my pimp chalice.
Literally, Marcy, this movie basically, even though it came out the same year around the same time, it basically is kind of a remake of Cut.
Yeah, but Cut is better than this.
Ooh, you call it, you get yourself a big Yeti mug like this, and then you just bedazzle all over around it.
Oh my God, I could get a bedazzler from a craft store and have my kids bedazzle a fucking Yeti like that. Holy shit, that'd be so tight.
Oh, ew. Look at that fake dead dog.
Fake? You know they're not using fake dogs. They can't afford that.
That's in the book.
Oh. Yeah.
I mean, that's a famous one.
What, the dog hanging from the thing?
Yeah.
No, the dog's leaked too, or whatever it is. Yeah, that one.
This is just the set of Money Played. This Matrix looking motherfucker
wearing a trash bag.
He looks like he stepped off the Matrix. Sorry.
Come with me, Trinity.
It was the late 90s.
This was 2000. The 90s were over, man.
It was the end of the 90s.
He even took him off like he was in the Matrix.
Hello, Neo.
Damn.
I got a camera for you.
Nice. This is my baby. Will you fuck me now?
Do you like this accent or whatever the fuck it is?
Watch me fuck this camera.
I will fuck you, and then I will fuck the camera.
Mwahaha.
She just said that she would fuck you. Muff Divers 4. Muff Divers 4.
Oh, look, it's the red wide car.
Is it?
Yes. Did somebody say red wide car? Hello, everybody.
You're
it's
drunk, bitch. You're about to ruin this movie.
Well, I think the movie already ruined itself. But anyways, though, hello, how's everyone doing?
How's Eloise?
I'm back because I thought I'd come in and check on my honey bunch Toby's best man, Colin, because I know he was kidnapped by Polite Jigsaw. So I thought I'd come by and say hello. And also bring cookies.
Cookies.
What kind of red wine cookies?
I got red wine cookies because, you know, last week I made red wine ice cream. So I thought, you know what? I need to up my game in the baking department, so I've made red wine cookies, I've also made pumpkin pie, and also even Toby contributed a little special ingredient to both of them.
I might not have one right now then.
Louise, these are just these are just Oreos that you like dunked in red wine.
I mean, that's why they call the red wine cookies batch. That's why they're very special. You just get your Oreos and make sure there's some ectoplasm in between both those Mickeys. And then you dunk it in the red wine and then you have a nice, delicious.
Why did you ask?
Why did I ask?
But then also you got to dunk it in some pumpkin pie as well.
Oh. See, she even thinks that's gross.
See, I hope you guys enjoy these cookies. I had a great time making them. Also, I'm doing a lot of cooking lately because I'm doing lots of food for Toby and Ninja Terminator Tubi. So I gotta get going because I gotta go make dinner. So I'll talk to you all later. Bye.
Oh, thank God she didn't talk about that throttle exercise tape.
Dude, I totally forgot. I totally forgot about that throttle. I totally forgot about it.
I've been at least working out for him.
I'm sure. I mean, I heard he's just a watcher, so.
Oh, Marcy, it's a reference to Peeping Tom.
Oh, is it? I'm sorry, not even like paying attention right now.
So they're just stealing better. They're just stealing better movies. Is that what's up?
I'm gonna find this actress on the first day.
This is terrible.
Why is she so
It's a
bad?
Sequel that remakes the first movie in film form.
For what reason?
Oh my god.
She doesn't know how to scream.
I'm trying to scream.
Oh, wait a minute. Sorry, I sounded like Louise Lasser just said. That was my Louise Lasser impersonation.
Yeah,
you scared me.
So you two are completely different people.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's definitely Sandra's ass.
I would know.
I'm really struggling to understand what the fuck this movie is.
Okay. I think I figured it out. This is the killer shooting her death.
Yes.
Yep.
Like kinda a like real Scream killer?
Already did. Yeah, yes. Like Scream did that. So.
Oh,
so
now it actually finally looks like a good movie.
Yeah.
So essentially, the moral of the story is, if you want your slasher movie to look good, hire a real serial killer to make it.
Right. Or just have him upload his footage when you're when supposed it, to
when
be...
When don't make a snuff film.
Exactly.
Pretty much. When in doubt, just go on the deep web or whatever.
Dude, he loves it.
Oh, what happened to Deep Web Dave?
Yeah, what
where is Deep Web Dave? He was an interesting character.
I don't think he's here.
Poor girl.
We borrowed one of the. They're watching one of his movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is definitely something Dave sells on the deep dark web.
Okay. I don't know how
Chad's not buying this movie.
How are they not realizing that this is not what they filmed? This is not what they filmed. This is not what they filmed. So why are they like, oh my god, this is remarkable. This is fantastic. And all of them are sitting there like, this isn't, I don't do shit. Like, this isn't what I filmed. And they're like, why aren't they freaking out and being like, our
she's realizing like none of them filmed it.
But they weren't at the time. They were all enjoying it. They're like, oh, our good friend just got murdered.
Maybe they just didn't like her very much.
Ah, my name is Red Herring.
That dude's in Freddy vs. Jason.
I think
he's the dude in the insane asylum.
Bede, I'll give you this.
Facial hair.
Bede, wait, shut up. I gotta give you this.
Hooray!
That was actually a good one.
You get points for Red Herring.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So I'm clearly having a campaign for Joey Lawrence to win that achievement award.
Yes.
I'm my campaign for the award season this year, because I know, like, we still might have some movies.
We have to be impartial.
But I'm running a campaign because I want Money Plane to win all the awards. And since Joey Lawrence was in Money Plane, that counts as a lifetime achievement award.
Exactly.
That's my campaign. I'm campaigning, like, you know, however things happen.
Gifted filmmaker, he didn't even make a fucking movie.
Who died? Who got killed? I have no idea.
The chick.
Then why are they mourning someone else? I'm so confused.
Yeah, I think I missed what happened. Is film
more important than life? Yeah, we have no idea.
At this point, we don't, so.
How did he die? Oh, that guy died. Oh, that guy.
How did he die?
Matthew Davis died. He died because his career died because he became a Trumper.
he stormed the Capitol. Got killed.
Oh, so am I a film professor? Because I got a beret and also a scarf around my neck.
But how did he get killed? I'm so confused. Pardon me, I'm pretentious.
I think he committed suicide.
All of them look like they're in film school. Like, in winter time.
But, like...
Those sideburns aren't regulation, boy.
I'm so confused.
Take a couple inches off those sideburns.
I told you to shave those sideburns, Joey Lawrence. How else are you going to be in Money Plane?
Oh, so, like, off screen, it's completely, like... Oh, he just killed himself.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Oh, sorry. I wasn't paying attention.
That's all right. That's all right.
I was trying to read up on what the fuck is going on in this fucking movie.
He's trying to steal her. In this movie?
Huh?
Is there any trivia in this movie?
Yes, there is trivia on this movie. Let me find some trivia. Hello, Joey Lawrence.
he's totally going to win that achievement award. I feel it.
Let me see. What's a good bit of trivia? Okay, so the campus used during filming was Trent University in Peterborough, Ontario.
Oh my god, he just dropped a huge bomb on her.
Which was?
He fucked Blossom.
Yeah.
Damn.
Joey Lawrence. Joe. No, she fucking is the daughter of some Oscar-winning documentarian. Who's dead? And that's how she got into film school. Carrie Russell. Yeah, that's how Carrie Russell got into film school.
It's Jennifer Morrison. Get it right, everybody.
With a Shawn Michaels haircut.
Yes. You're right there, Pete.
I don't know why that just made
I'm so sexy. Bad. I got the moves that drive the girls wild. I got the
hold on.
Wait for it.
It's coming.
It's coming. Wait for
where's
it.
Where's the scare at?
It's coming, just like Toby the Ghost.
Oh, I heard him come. Was it last week he came, or was it the week before?
Oh, there we go. Yeah. I know I'm sexy. Yeah.
I've got the looks.
Yeah.
That should probably be the killer's theme whenever they appear on screen. Down their spine.
I'm just a sexy boy.
Oh, fuck off, Steven. You're the next of the show.
You're just a boy.
Get off!
Sexy boy. Get
out of here. You're sexy from this podcast.
No, fuck off.
Get out of here, Craven. You're banned.
Oh. I can't believe that's Jimmy Hart. That's hilarious.
Oh, he's not dead.
There we go.
But they just said he was dead.
But now no, he's not dead.
It was a swerve.
Huh?
People kind of asking for that. You can't play that song and not expect him to show up.
The drop in the bomb.
It's a twin brother situation. So now we know it's a Terry and Todd situation.
Oh my gosh.
That's maybe.
It is a Terry and Todd.
Travis and
Did
Travis.
Somebody say Terry and Todd? Oh, boys.
Get
my
out of
boys.
Here, please.
Their boys are ghosts now.
I know they're now ghosts, and I talk to them every now and again, but still, they died. Oh.
It's all Craven's fault. That's why he's banned.
Oh, I'm telling you right now, I will get my revenge on Craven.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I will get my revenge.
I will get my revenge. Craven was a good man, but now soon he's going to be a dead man.
Whoa.
So if he ever does come back, he better be prepared because it'll be the last time he appears on this show.
Whoa!
Oh!
I'm going to go full Todd on him and his animals. So you all better be prepared. So excuse me, I'm going to go off and board my son's Terry and Todd. So I'll talk to you all later. Bye.
Oh no, she's Rosé sad again.
She is.
Guys, I know I missed 2 weeks, but what happened? Like, what's going on?
Still calling from the wedding.
Oh.
You heard the wedding episode. You know that there was a full Lassa family massacre.
Oh, I know. I heard it.
So Louise is very upset that her precious kids, Terry and Todd, are in the afterlife with Toby.
Exactly.
Midnight.
What?
Super kick. I'm just a sexy boy.
So they're just randomly filming this shit.
Yes.
They didn't need to film that. They could have filmed that with like one person. Listen, if this is an indie film class, they would have just filmed that by themselves in the room.
Actually, you know what? You're right, Colin. I've been on a few little productions and done the odd like film course here and there. It's like, this is way too many people for like a student film.
Right. I would have never.
Add.
Oh, that was us punching. That was us punching Craven.
44:17. We are almost halfway through
this movie.
Hey, Craven. Oh, yes. Right in the balls.
I'll give you one of these for that hit.
Uber. Oh.
Oh God, eHarmony ad.
It's drive time again.
Are you too pissed off at Craven? Well, join eHarmony to find your crew of people to take him out.
Exactly. I need a teal fucking cardigan like that guy had.
When you do these two Tuesday podcasts with Craven, please be our inside man.
Yes. Oh yeah, I'll get you all this. I'll get you all the dirt. Trust me.
Okay,
I got a pen.
Timestamp. We're back. 40 something. I didn't see it. 44:26. There we go.
Wait, we're paused.
Pause. Press play. Okay. 44:28. There we go.
Oh.
We figured out how to timestamp.
Yay.
Well, hopefully next time we record, I'll be able to run the video again.
You know what my favorite thing is whenever I watch a movie is when someone smokes a cigarette, they literally have it just dangling out of their mouth just like that.
That's how that's how you have to. That's the cool way to smoke cigarettes. You have them like if you're doing anything.
You gotta let them dangle.
You gotta let them dangle. Like
nobody looks as cool as me doing it. And shit. I'm not so cool, man.
I am almost a month cigarette free. So
how bad.
So what are you smoking right now? Just straight weed.
Yeah. Right now. Because I can't afford edibles right now. So I could bake cookies though. I do have almond flour.
Oh, you know what I do have?
And shit I could make cookies with.
I have a gummy I could eat right now.
Oh.
I do too, but I'm like saving those because those are like sacred for me.
That's what Batch is smoking.
Damn.
Well, I'm gonna reach in and find my gummy now. Something's got to help me survive this movie. Oh my god, where is it?
He's got a fencing mask.
Oh my god, I can't find it.
Ding, ding, ding. They're all saying the secret word.
Dude, you're taking forever to kill this guy.
I know, he could have rolled away. You're gonna roll down the stairs by now.
Man. I heard smoking kills, but this is ridiculous.
Okay.
How is she hearing that?
A microphone?
Yeah.
Okay, I found my gummies. Took me like 20 minutes.
Oh, we missed it. Speed, you missed it. Baby Craven didn't show up when Marcy left.
Oh shit, I didn't notice that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I was literally like right here. Okay, gummy.
Oh. Well, you know, this movie, the moral of this movie is if you smoke a cigarette, you'll probably get killed by a serial killer.
How strong is it, Marcy? As your butt tender, how strong is it?
I don't know yet. I have to find out.
Oh, so you're just taking a random gummy.
That's dangerous.
That's dangerous.
Hell yeah.
I don't even know what Australian edibles are like yet.
What is this? Oh, it's Foxy Brown. Yeah, boy.
I think it's like a middle of the road gummy.
Dude, why do you always go to this dance?
Because I got to do it for the video. Okay. I mean, I can do better dances, but I don't want to terrify the audience.
Right, we'll see how I go with that now that I've done it.
That looked like you were sucking ghost dicks.
I'm a girl. As your butt tender, I approve.
Did somebody say ghost dicks? Hello, everyone. Boo,
what up, man?
I was not sucking on any ghost dicks. Go away, Toby.
I thought I'd just come by and say happy Halloween to my peeps.
Oh, shit.
Happy Halloween. Peeps. Can you do me a favor, though, Toby?
Yes, yes.
Because I know, like, me and you were, like, decently okay friends. Do you think you could do some scaring, ghostly scaring, on that mean-ass elephant that I've got a feud with?
Oh, yes, 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 Matthew, I can definitely do that. I'll go find that elephant and scare the crap out of it and then make it into a ghost elephant.
Yeah, can you actually, like, fill its trunk with all your ectoplasm as well?
Well, Marcy, as you know, I'm suffering from prima boo ejaculation, so I'm under medication for it.
I mean, look, we did find out last week that the medication you're on is working.
Yes, yes, it is.
Oh, shit, are you using those hem wipes? Is that what's up?
Yes. I mean, I just got a little too out of control. I had to stop ectoplasm being everywhere. I was getting into trouble. Except for Louise, because she likes that sort of thing. But, you know, I don't want to make everything awkward.
What did you do to the cookies?
I didn't even... I mean, I ectoplasm, but to be fair, it's all over the place. So you can easily scoop it up and just slap it onto the cookies.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'll see what I can do, Marcy. I might ectoplasm on the elephant up its trunk.
That'd be great, thank you.
And so that'll take the revenge. So I'll see if I can go do that right now. So I'll be back a little bit later. Bye, boo.
Oh.
Fucking hell! I am not. I don't like that elephant. I'm sorry, I screamed. I'm sorry, I screamed.
Well, don't worry, Marcy. We understand because it's a very triggering thing to when you hear that elephant.
All I have to say to that elephant is,
go fuck yourself.
Oh my gosh. Oh, thank goodness I'm not Jennifer Lawrence.
That was great.
Thank goodness I'm not Jennifer Lawrence.
It's Shawn Michaels.
Do we have for the award show, do we have best wrestler lookalike in a movie?
Yes.
Because we had
Shane Douglas wins that.
Yeah, Shane Douglas.
That looked like a wrestler in that movie.
Yeah. It's Shane Douglas. Yeah. Spot on. Just he doesn't even look like himself.
What kind of a mask is that? It's like a skull moon looking mask.
I like that.
I don't know.
It's like that old McDonald's mascot.
Yeah. Holy shit. Oh, what's his name?
Can we buy that guy? For Colin?
What was his name?
You know who I'm talking about, right?
Yes. He was like the late night McDonald's.
He was cool.
Guy.
He was, yeah.
Yeah, it was like a jazzy moon. He was like, yeah, baby, get a bigger taste.
It's me, baby. Jazzy Moon.
I'll look him up. Hold up.
Oh, so, yeah, Jazzy.
Sounds like Al Pacino.
Hoo-ah. Well, I'm Jazzy Moon. Hoo-ah.
Jazzy Moon.
Mac Tonight was his name.
That's what his name.
Yes.
He's like, yeah, I'm Jazzy Mac Knight. Mac Tonight, we're going to advertise.
I'm Jazzy Joey McIntyre.
And we're going to eat some fries. We're going to eat some stuff. I'm Mac Tonight. We're going to eat a big and tasty.
What is going on?
What, in the movie or this podcast, Mark?
Mac Tonight came out. He was like, hey, everybody, this is Mac Tonight.
Marcy, I'll tell you this. I was hanging out with my friend, Pat. You know Pat, Patrick. Yeah, he does listen to this show, and he does enjoy this show. So he enjoys the insanity of this show.
Glad somebody does.
Thanks, Patrick. Spend that dollar, Brody.
Who's playing this piano very badly?
Ben Folds.
Soon this movie is going to go from chopsticks to chopsticks her with a knife.
What's going on?
Oh, shit. Martha doesn't even know.
Martha's even confused.
I'm confused.
I like I'm saying all these bad jokes, but I'm not getting sound effects. I'm loving it.
Oh, well, I'm just so like...
I need a t-shirt with Mac Tonight on it. That dude looks so tight. He's so cool.
I bet anybody there is probably, if you go on Redbubble and look up Mac Tonight, there probably is.
Yeah, a place like that would definitely have one.
Like a stuffed animal. Like a Mac Tonight stuffed animal.
Speaking of Redbubble, you can get your 2B World Order t-shirts, tank tops, whatever on Redbubble, but also TeePublic, and link are in the website show notes. And I'm wearing
hashtag buy the shirt.
I'm wearing my
Tubi World Order tank top.
Also, trashpandapodcast.com. You can get all your Trash Panda merch at trashpandapodcast.com.
And one day Pop 40.
And one day Bede versus Living Dead.
Yes.
And one day the first of all shirt.
And one day we'll figure out what the fuck is going on in this movie.
Why is he wearing a fencing mask?
It's cool, Marcy.
Yeah, he's got to... Nobody can see him.
Killer's got to have a look. You got to set the tone.
I mean, I was watching a movie, like a slasher movie from overseas called The Conference last night, and the killer in that movie is wearing like this giant, almost big boy-looking mask over his head.
I've been watching so many movies.
Gasps.
Didn't you fall asleep watching the mean one? And Carrie had to watch all of it?
Yeah. we had to rent that. I was so pissed. I was like, we just wasted that money that I fell asleep to. I should have just downloaded it.
Marcy, when do I have? When's my next pick?
2 weeks.
Yeah, mine's next. Next week is my pick, and I've already picked something, and all will be revealed then.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, if it's American Thanksgiving, if my pick falls on that, can I do Thanksgiving?
Yes.
We've done right. Thanksgiving.
I know you have, but not with me.
Yeah,
you could do that on your Craven show. You could do that on your Craven TV.
Yeah, let's do that.
You know, Colin, you could pick Thanksgiving free.
Oh shit, that's right. I could with the puppets.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I gotta build the hype for 2 weeks from now. Then I'm gonna announce my pick right now. We're gonna do Corbin Nash in 2 weeks.
Ooh. Oh, you did tell me about this movie.
Another vampire movie. So it kind of still fits just in the tail end of Halloween. This movie could win Corey Feldman like best performance of the year.
It's a Corey Feldman movie? I love this.
He plays a transvestite vampire.
Bro, we can't watch that movie. We can't do that, dude. No, don't do that to me. You know I'm just
I'll leave it up speechless. To
I'm assuming his character, and I think you mentioned this batch, is kind of like a Buffalo Bill style.
He goes full tilt. He's going. Yeah. He's committing 100%. He's almost going Nick Cage level crazy.
I vote yes. That's all I'm gonna say.
Nice. Everything's fair game unless I say no. So,
yes.
Like six on a plane.
And it's actually not a bad movie. So 2 weeks, Corbin Nash coming soon on 2B Tuesday.
Colin, you can pick Snakes on a Plane anytime you want. It just didn't say it was horror, so I went with that.
I dispute that. I really do.
I do too. I agree with you. That is a horror movie.
Even IMDb, it's not listed as a horror movie.
Then why is it on IMDb in October? Is wrong.
Two locations didn't list it as a horror movie, and I guess if it's not listed as one.
Well, Wikipedia lists this as an action horror film. Mind you, I'm not yelling at you or anything, Marcy. I'm just yelling at IMDb and Tubi because
well, that's what it said. So I'm in my head, it's like, oh, I think we need something horror. And it's not calling it horror, so I don't know.
See, these are the same people who think Jaws is not a horror film. Dudes, it's got a fucking shark that eats people.
Exactly.
This movie has fucking snakes killing people.
On a plane.
They're motherfucking snakes on a motherfucking plane.
Exactly. I'm excited because after November, we have our Christmas month for the show, so...
I mean, we could always make Snakes on a Plane, if it's still on Tubi, our episode 150, because we like to celebrate our milestones.
We do, yes.
It's true. I'm down for this idea.
Yeah, I'm down. That's good.
Because that might, we might even do it as like a live episode so people can watch.
I think that's a great idea. I think that we should do a live show on Twitch.
Yes.
Hell yeah, me coming up with good-ass movies to watch.
But let's not forget, guys, we haven't done a double feature episode in a little bit. So we have only done the one this year.
That's coming up, too.
Yeah, so apologies if we haven't done as many as we would like to this year, because we have been pretty busy with theme bumps and everything. But if we don't get around to one for the rest of the year, next year there's going to be total double features.
I mean, isn't Thanksgiving 3 under an hour?
Yes, it is.
Therefore, Colin, you could pick Thanksgiving 3 plus another, like, under an hour short movie.
Oh, I already got a couple under an hour movies. So, like, I'm down for that.
But we'll discuss really it, I'm sure.
We'll work romance? It out. They're going to have a romance in the middle of people dying? Fucking...
That's what always happens. Death makes you horny. I don't make the rules. Well, we'll work out what we're doing and yeah.
Yes.
Just so much like just shop talk while we're trying to watch this fucking crap movie.
I'm gonna
That's
go for
really it. That's really funny. They tried to fit Anthony fucking...
Anthony Anderson's head in the killer's mask.
Yeah, his fat face in that mask. This roundabout face. She's trying to... Just obviously an oval.
Yeah, sorry.
No, I was going to say, like, she's trying to figure out who the killer might be.
Yeah, maybe that's what I was going to say. The entire time.
It could be her.
No matter how fast I run, I can't get out of this movie.
Oh, I'm going to sneeze. Sorry.
Oh, hi, not Kevin Sorbo.
Ew.
He looks like the director of Muff Divers 4. Yeah, Muff Divers 4.
Like, what is... I know that she's directing a slasher movie that's based around urban legends.
Mm.
Like, what's the actual plot? She's just doing kill scenes, only.
I don't know what the plot of any of this movie is.
It's just movie
these
making.
People are.
I've been trying to pay attention. Like,
me too. Not really.
Barry Mimes. Oh, sorry, Mary Miners. Ew.
Miners aren't Mary. Mining is terrible.
Actually, you know what? We still haven't even linked this movie back to, like, Ice Cream Man yet. Burbs. Mannequin Booby Fair.
They look like proper boobs. That's a sex doll.
I think you're right. I saw its butthole.
I'm going to say we link it to the Ice Cream Man because one of the kids in that movie grew up and went to this school.
Yeah, yes. Okay.
That makes all the sense in the world. Yeah, exactly.
Can it be the main kid be Joey Lawrence?
Yeah, it should be that kid that wore the fat suit.
Yes.
Oh.
Why was that? I still don't understand why they made that kid in the movie last week. Wear a fat suit.
Oh yeah, by the way, weird. This dude here with that dude there, Anthony Anderson's friend with the long hair, you know, that's Michael McCall. He would go on to write both 21 Jump Street and Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Crazy.
Hey, that's a piece of trivia.
Yes. Also, this movie is directed by John Ottman, who would go on to win an Oscar for editing Bohemian Rhapsody.
That's kind of random.
But also, he's mainly an editor because he edited, like, the first two X-Men films, Superman Returns, pretty much most of, you know, Bryan Singer's films.
Yeah.
See, but that just proves to you, if you do shitty work, like, you fucking work hard and you go through the fucking grind, you can do it.
Yes. And also,
you gotta
this movie...
go through urban legends.
Yes. And also, this movie is co-written by Scott Derrickson.
Oh, no shit.
the future director of The Black Phone, Sinister, and Doctor Strange.
Durkenstein.
This movie they're making would have been better if Tucker and Dale were in it.
Everything would be better if Tucker and Dale were in it.
Yes.
It would be.
I'd be not being creepy at all.
Oh, Ad.
It's Hims.
Ad. I just picked
up a golf tip. 1 hour. I can't see.
Come on.
Fuck.
Just don't press anything. Just move your mouse. 1 hour, 4 minutes, 3 seconds.
Yes.
And that's where it'll continue off from when the ads finish.
That's where you can get those fucking numbing wipes where you don't come so fast.
Bede's gonna go order them right now.
Oh, those are the that's the sauces that Louise and Toby are making.
Ew.
Fun. I'm not eating that.
All right, we are back right now. So 1 hour, 4 minutes, 5 seconds, let's go. Okay, we're getting better, we're getting better. Thanks for bearing with us guys as our listeners as we try do this. I don't know.
Where's the bells that signified that we're back?
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was slightly confused.
Yes, so to the listeners, thank you for being patient as we learn a new way to record, which hopefully makes things better. So, Colin, the kids are out of bed.
What are you doing? Oh, maybe. Uh-oh. Get back in bed.
Your kids, what? Get back in bed.
No, you go back in your room.
Daddy, you're watching a movie for the editor of Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yes, go.
No. I'll be right back. To Colin tell his kids off.
Yeah, I did. I was like,
Daddy, is this that guy from Money?
We can hear you.
Alright, I'll be right back.
Uh-oh, it's the fencing guy.
He's a fencing guy killer.
Mr. Fencer.
He's an offensive killer.
An offensive killer. Oh no, not Anthony.
Give myself that one.
Yes.
Ah, oh, poor Anthony Anderson. He couldn't put up a good defense against the Mr. Defense.
Oh, fuck off. That's 3B.
All right, well, I better get going too, so I'll see you all later. Bye.
But what? Now you'll miss the rest of the movie. You won't find out that the killer is probably really obvious.
I already know who the killer is.
Okay, come back, babe.
Right, I'm back. I mean, I already know who the killer is. I've seen this movie.
I haven't seen it.
It's a shit movie, but I know who the killer is.
I feel like it's going to be just some shitty, dumb character like the movie Professor or some shit.
Oh, no, the fog.
Not the fog. John Carpenter lives in there. That was terrible. Give myself one.
Please don't kill me. I still have to ride 21 Jump Street and Scott Pilgrim.
We are getting the Scott Pilgrim animated series.
Yes, can't wait next for that. Month.
That's gonna be so
I'm
good.
Very excited.
And it's the entire cast coming back to voice the characters.
I just love it. Takes place in Toronto.
Ah.
That's Louise's sex doll.
that's Louise's vinegar stroke face.
Did somebody say vinegar strokes? It's
no!
Vinegar.
Nobody said anything!
First of all, I gotta tell you, the Louise Lasser sex doll, which Toby and Ninja Terminator helped me put together with the help of plastic and ectoplasm, is now available at Wild Secrets, and it has a face that literally looks like that.
I'm Ooh. Disturbed, Louise.
Oh, but oh. At the same time, though, so I thought I'd come out, it's only worth
$19.99.
That's pretty cheap.
Get them cheap to get them keyed.
Don't get it wet, it'll catch on fire.
Yes, and also don't feed it after midnight as well, especially red wine. But anyway,
I mean, true.
But anyway, though, I gotta get going because I may or may not be hatching my plan to take revenge on Kraven. So I'll talk to you all later. Bye.
Bye.
This gummy's definitely hit me a little bit.
All right, I told my kids that if they got up again, I'd have this guy come and get them. The fucking fencing dude. I was like, or I'll give you Pop Rocks and soda, and you don't want that.
So next episode, I'll grab some Pop Rocks and soda.
I think I have some, actually.
I want some Pop Rocks.
I really want some Pop Rocks right now.
We used to sell THC-infused Pop Rocks.
Oh, I'd so have that right now.
Oh.
Do you know what would make this movie better?
More weed?
Yeah.
I reckon that this movie would be better if Baby Oopsie was in it.
Yes. I miss Baby Oopsie.
Oh, shit. Isn't there a movie where some fucking girl dies? Some like robot girl kills his dad like that? Like grabs her, like she grabs his ankles? Like what is that movie called?
I don't know what movie you're talking about.
Okay. I remember it so vividly. I was like 9 or 10 years old and I was watching it in my bedroom on like basic ass TV. And it was about this guy and this girl. They were dating and they lived across the street from each other. Well, it ends up she like died in an accident or something.
Oh, I know the one you're talking about.
Yeah. And then he's like the science nerd or some shit. And he like builds her back into like a robot or like some shit. And like it turns evil.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, I know what that movie is. That's Deadly Friend. Wes Craven's Deadly Friend.
Yes.
Oh. That's got the amazing scene
Sharon Stone? Is that? No.
No. Another Trumper, Christy Swanson.
Oh, that's right. Why'd I go for Sharon Stone?
But it has Mama Fratelli, and it has the best death scene of all time when Christy Swanson throws a basketball at her head and her head explodes.
Yes.
That is totally a Tubi Tuesday movie.
Yeah, why? I wonder if it's on here. Yeah, we should check.
We're watching the rest of this now.
Oh,
when in doubt, there's always YouTube Tuesday.
Yeah. YouTube Tuesday. Yeah.
Don't worry, I'll protect you, Jennifer Lawrence. It's Jennifer Lawrence, whatever.
Shawn Michaels, super kick your way.
Oh my God, is that hailing again?
Sweet more like music.
More like Shawn Michaels.
Shawn Michaels, yeah.
Did somebody say hailing? Hello, it's me again. Boo.
Oh, great.
Hailing.
Well, Marcia, I went around. I had a look around for that elephant, and let's just say the elephant won't bother you anymore.
Well, I should hope not, man.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. So, anyways, I better go. Oh, oh no. Oh, geez.
Don't, dude. Please.
Close your mouth. I forgot to take my tablet today. Oh, no. Oh, sorry. Oh.
Did we really need that, man?
Oh, sorry.
Did we, though?
I'm sorry, guys. After taking my medication, it's been building up for quite a while. So, I mean, most of the time, it just keeps going and going. Oh, sorry. There we go again.
That's my eye, you son of a bitch.
Oh, sorry about that. I mean, oh, no, here goes. Oh,
the other eye. Oh, God damn it. I'm blind.
Oh, jeez. Oh, Jason. I'll get going. Oh, Jennifer Morrison's cleaning. Oh, sorry.
Really? Oh, you can't help yourself?
Toby, it's a struggle cuddle. It's a struggle cuddle.
I'm sorry.
It's a struggle cuddle.
Sorry.
Those aren't cool.
Sorry, guys.
No.
I better get. Oh, wait a second. I got to make ingredients for Louise's cooking. Oh, sorry. Anyway, sorry. I'll go take my tablet now. So I'll see you guys later. Bye.
Like lemon meringue for pies and shit. That's gross.
Ew. I'll never look at lemon meringue the same way again.
Lemon meringue kind of looks like fucking cum. It's gross. Yeah.
Oh, hello.
What up, cream pie?
Hello there.
Oh.
It's a butt.
Oh, it's a butt.
Booty fair.
Butt it's booty butt cleavage. Fair.
Oh, here comes her cleavage. Let's go.
Oh, she's still got a top on. And her undies!
And her underwear.
He is nude and she's fully clothed.
He was like fully penetrating too. Like he must have moved him to the side or something.
Move those panties to the side.
Move them to the side.
It is hailing again.
Panties to the side is hot. She probably liked it.
Yes.
It is. And he's like, eh. I stand.
Oh,
Oh.
He's got a knife!
She's got to kill that baby that you just put inside of her.
Oh, jeez.
How dare you, sir?
No.
Colin, how could you be so dark?
Too soon.
Oh, I dreamt I had sex with Terry. I met Todd. I met Trevor.
The third brother, Trevor.
She's going to have to take them to Mari.
I like how basically the twin brothers in this movie are literally Trevor and Trevor. Trevor and Travis, sorry.
What are their names again?
Travis and
she
Trevor.
She doesn't even know. Do you see that face? She doesn't even know what their names are.
I don't think anybody read this script.
There's a script for this piece of shit?
I'm gonna find out who the killer is at Tim Burton College.
Tim Burton College. You're not wrong.
Fuck yeah, Danny Elfman, you'd play that score.
Oh yeah, I forgot. John Ottman, who's the director and editor of this movie, also composed the music, and he's also a music composer.
Oh.
That's tight. I knew it. Vanessa.
Yes. That's right, Jennifer. I was in a lesbian the entire time.
What?
Ha ha ha. I ate your pussy. Ha ha ha.
You didn't say the magic word. Ha ha ha.
Ha ha ha. You didn't make me come. Ha ha ha.
I like how you three guys are high, and I'm the only, like, non-high person here. And somehow...
I'm beyond being high right now.
Damn,
those
gummies
have really kicked in.
I don't know what to focus on. And it's really loud with the halo outside.
What do you think, like, 50 milligrams to 100 milligrams?
Oh!
I have no idea.
I'd say probably like at least 20. At least 20. At least 20.
Oh my gosh, the killer killed that dummy.
Oh no.
Look at that. It killed the Weezer sex doll.
Meanwhile, Loretta Devine's playing the Friday the 13th video game. She's
playing RuneScape.
RuneScape.
Which, of course, is not a plug for my brand new spin-off podcast, The Bean vs. the Living Dead. Bean and Steve vs. Camp Crystal Lake on all podcast streaming services everywhere. Fire The Bean vs. the Living Dead podcast feed.
That Friday the 13th one was badass, by the way. I listened to that. I liked it a lot.
Oh, thank you, Colin. I love those
movies, man. Those are some of my favorite horror movies, and now I get to hear that. It's fun.
Yes. I appreciate that, Colin. I love the support that you give.
When you get to the Corey Feldman one, you should let me come on that one. That'd be so tight.
I'll see what I can arrange.
It's funny because coming down hard is what happens in MuppDivers 4.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Not Eva Mendes.
She came down real hard, too.
Oh, no.
Don't kill me, I still need to break Ryan Gosling.
Ooh, look how fake his face is. Oh.
That guy went from being looking like Neo to Nino.
I can't buzz him anymore. I'm out of buzz.
I've used up all your buzzing privileges.
Okay. It's just some rats eating people. It's nothing she hasn't seen in horror movies.
But they're like all meant to be dead, I guess.
Yes.
This movie has a body count on it.
It does. Yes.
The killer's really a bunch of rats in a human costume.
Right? Poor Chuck E. Cheese.
He's like, Shut up, bitch.
That's how I would be.
The killer is really Willy from Willy's Wonderland in a fencing costume.
That'd be a great twist.
Oh, wow. So she's going to go in there with no gun, no taser, no nothing, just with her wit and comedy and fucking slay.
And her sassiness.
Yeah.
Loretta Devine is the best part of this movie.
Why does this computer look like it's 100 years old?
Is that old computer? Came,
23 years old.
Because it came out in the 2000s.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but we didn't have fucking black and green computer screens in 2000. 1980, yes.
Listen. It's a library in America, okay? They don't have the best shit.
Well, then I would expect they wouldn't have any computers.
Marcy, can we create a To Be Tuesday, like, t-shirt that's a screen cap of where Colin's position right now and a little thought bubble and a little, like, quote bubble that just says, listen.
Listen!
Written, directed, and produced by Travis Stark. He's dead.
What a Nazi.
He killed
What a narcissist.
But not Tony Stark. Yeah, but not Tony Stark though.
Well, he disowned
these cunts.
Yes.
He's like, what a bunch of losers.
There's no movie.
Oh, they're slowing down the movie. Oh, hello. Oh my gosh, it's a white strip.
Something's missing. Okay.
Oh, this is the slicing tape that shows us there's actually a better movie here.
They cut all that movie out.
Yeah.
Yes.
They cut the good shit out.
It's like the Suicide Squad movie.
Yes.
Yeah. Somebody changed the entire film. What's going on?
They wanted to make it into a music video.
Directed by Michael Bay.
Yes.
That's what deleted scenes are for. Oh, shit.
And 1 hour, 21 minutes, 35 seconds.
Yeah. What up, Generac? Holy shit.
Oh, porno music.
Generac!
I don't know.
Get it now, Bass Pro Shop.
Generac attack.
All right, this ad is almost finished, and it's finished, and we're back at 1 hour, 21 minutes, 39 seconds. There we go.
Well, ooh, we are doing quick ads for this.
Now Bede's frozen.
No, he's not.
Can we just find out that the killer is someone very obvious and be done with it?
It's her.
Who's her?
Carrie fucking, what's her name?
Not Carrie Russell. Jennifer
Lawrence. Carrie Russell.
It's not Jennifer Lawrence!
It's Shawna Michaels. Morrison.
Yeah, it's Shawna Michaels.
Marcy, can that be a highlight? We don't know who Jennifer Morrison is.
Pretty much. Oh, actually, you don't.
Well, I feel bad. It's like, and I've met her too.
You keep using the wrong Jennifer.
Yeah, you can't say that. She's going to listen and hear that.
Jennifer Hudson?
Yeah.
Jennifer Lopez?
Travis?
Oh, shit! This is Toby before he became a ghost!
Say one more thing about my turtleneck.
That foreshadowed, because he said you look like you've seen a ghost.
It is.
He just came in his pants. Oh, he loved that.
Oh, hi, killer.
Yeah, that is totally the killer.
What's up, Sean?
You might be the killer.
I said before, I bet the stupid fucking professor dude or whatever is the killer because we've hardly seen him in the movie.
It usually is.
Mm-hmm.
It's the character you always least suspect.
And he's like the most obvious choice.
Yeah, and he's super mad that he's a professor now instead of making his feature films, and he's like, oh man, trying to get back at his film students because he's all pissed and bitter. Yeah, I know this guy. Right? What a petty piece of shit. Yeah, what a bitch.
I'll shoot you so you don't become Captain Pike. Also, I'm going to save you from being in Crossroads.
Listen, guys, this is a movie that I've been making for my thesis. It's okay.
Can we do a remake of this movie and actually have it make sense?
Wait, so is Travis or whatever not really dead, and that's not really his twin brother?
No, yeah. He's dead, but he's dead. His brother posing as him.
Oh.
Yep.
Fuck, I don't know. This movie's confusing.
I'm going to have to kill all of you guys.
Whoa! That escalated quickly!
That shotgun! Oh, there's aliens now!
What?
That was a fucking handgun, and it shotgun blasted his ass through the wall.
I was going to say, that was a handgun. No handgun shoots you 10 feet back up against through a wall. No,
it doesn't, Urban Legend.
Oh, what a surprise. He really is the killer after all of that.
And now he's going to monologue.
Yep.
Why? Now he's going to explain why, and we don't care. Because this is silly.
Right.
Well, now we know how Toby the pervy ghost got killed.
He got blasted back.
He got blasted to the aliens, man.
Hey guys, have you guys heard that Sharktopus is getting a remake?
Yes.
Oh no.
Really? Sharktopus is getting a remake?
Make yes, a sequel
in China.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
The Chinese are doing a remake of Sharktopus, and Roger Corman is like, I think he's involved, I think.
Ralph Garman has to be in it. Damn you, Sharktopus!
Last I saw, Sharktopus was on Tubi somewhere.
And it does have Eric Roberts in it.
It does have Eric Roberts in it. I've actually seen Sharktopus before.
Me too.
No, not Joey Lawrence.
Probably. Meanwhile, the set of Thriller.
Da, da, da,
da, da. Do, do.
See, I told you, that's this whole thing.
Yeah, fuck teaching.
Yeah, fuck it.
She's he like, kind of does look... I don't... It's Art Boncher who's playing it, but he kind of does look like David Duchovny in this movie.
Really does, actually.
It's Brandon Duchovny. That's who that is.
Brandon Duchovny.
Is that Pierce from Die Hard?
Yeah, it kind of does.
I think it is.
I have to find out what else he's been in. I think it is the same actor. Let me find out.
Wait,
oh,
he's
so
mad.
He's mad at her dead dad. Yeah. And he has to do this revenge. Oh, get fucked.
Yes, it is. He is the same guy from Die Hard.
Which
no,
one?
No, not Joe Lawrence.
What are you talking about?
The first one. The teacher. He was in Die Hard.
Yeah, what did he do in Die Hard?
He plays Harry Ellis, the dickhead.
Yeah, Harry Ellis, yeah. Harry Ellis.
Oh, wait, that's the same guy?
Yes.
Why did I think he was dead?
And also, Marcy, he was also in Supergirl.
Oh, no, no.
Well,
that gun would have went off.
Oh, they're trying to win the casket match.
That's a fake-ass shovel.
Yes.
Well, now knowing that he was in Die Hard as that particular character is so fucking obvious.
It's almost like they cast him in this movie for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
You shoot him, Loretta Devine. Don't get tricked by... Oh, he did. She is the best character in this movie.
Cap. It's true, isn't it, Amy?
All right, you David Cubney looking motherfucker, get away from me.
I can so see it now. It's annoying me that I didn't see it before.
Oh!
She's like,
oh, no, you didn't.
Oh!
Damn.
He got knocked the fuck out. Actually, I'm not going to lie. When I saw this movie at the cinema, when she punched that professor, the entire crowd just applauded.
Which one's that? The did... fake gun.
Oh, they're all fake guns.
Oh. Uh-oh. Maybe it's this one.
Did Joey Lawrence get killed?
I think he
got shot, yeah. He got shot, yeah. Do it. Just do it. They're both fake.
We're all invested at this point.
No, I don't know!
The damn Gervie's kicked in! I don't know what's going on.
They totally kicked in. I'm fucked. Uh-oh, that could also just be this movie, though.
I think she's got the real good.
Looks like it. She thinks so. He's like, do it. What are the crazy eyes for?
That's why he's totally the killer.
William Dafoe eyes.
Yes. Help me, Supergirl.
Come on, Junker McLean. Where are you? What are you
doing? Oh, no. Did she get shot? No, it was actually the other guy.
Yeah, we know what happened. Wow, this is really not a good movie at all.
Oh, I saved you, Jennifer Lawrence.
Guys,
Jennifer
I'm alive. Marston, I'm alive.
Whatever.
Joey Lawrence lives.
Me too.
Yay.
It's Joey Lawrence, not Jennifer Lawrence.
She's a whole lot of woman, baby.
Oh, no. If Jennifer Morrison marries Joey Lawrence, then she becomes Jennifer Lawrence.
Fuck. How he finds that funny? I don't know which sound to play.
Why not both?
Okay, so this bitch.
Oh, Jennifer Lawrence could have been in this movie.
Sting.
This guy still looks in the Raptors.
I like how this is the Alfred Hitchcock Awards.
Yeah.
But this is the Orson Welles Film School.
What?
That's what the this university's called. Oh!
Hell yeah.
What?
It's got higher learning.
It really has.
Oh, no. Hell yeah.
It's a movie.
This is that's the end of a movie. I'm going to say it now.
See, that's what happens. See, that's what happens when you let your kids play video games and shit. They become school shooters.
That's what they want you to think.
I know this. All right. I'm an expert on it.
I like how basically Joey Lawrence's whole role at this university is basically he just wants to be an agent. he's a producer. Sorry, a producer.
How did that security guard basically just be able to be in like a major motion picture?
Because she's fucking awesome.
And anybody can be in a film in film school.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No, this isn't film school anymore, it looks like. It looks like
thank God it's finished.
No, wait. We got a mid-credit scene.
No, it's not even finished. Fuck, that was a tease.
Oh, he's alive.
Still alive.
Rebecca Gayheart.
Oh!
She was in the first movie.
And she just broke the fourth wall.
And they did nothing with this?
Nope, they did nothing with this. And the theme from... Oh, there's Scott Derrickson's name right there. And also, the theme from the Alfred Hitchcock show is playing.
Yes.
Yes.
Because doesn't the next movie just have nothing to do with any of this?
Well, yeah, it's the next
Mary.
Movie
it's
goes,
Bloody Mary, yeah.
Yeah, it's this guy's, yeah, it's basically a standalone, and it's directed by Mary Lambert, who did Pet Sematary 2. Or 1 and 2.
Remember, you gotta do shit before you do the good movie.
Yes. And I believe this is still John Ottman's first and only film as director, because he still just mainly focuses on editing and composing. Next, Urban Legend. Urban Legend's Bloody Mary, My Soul to Take, Black Christmas, and Amusement.
What's Amusement?
To kill a clown.
Colin, this is where I just press pause on the movie. So it doesn't start playing something else.
Yes.
There we go. No, it's playing it's an ad. There we go. No! We just leave it there.
There we go. So, yes, that was, everyone, the Halloween episode of the To Be Tuesdays podcast.
That was quite an episode, and what a way to end a horror month.
Yes. Indeed. And also our first time using this new like app as well. So if it seemed a bit crazier than usual, that is why, and we apologize.
We paused. That was tight.
It was. But
we're still not edited in shit, so.
Nope.
Exactly. Exactly. Maybe this one. But anyway, so thank you for everyone for tuning in for this episode of the show, and also Colin for providing a movie that, even though it wasn't good, it still gave us a good laugh.
You're very welcome. Thanks, guys.
But before we wrap up the episode tonight, Marcy, where can people find us on the internet this week?
You can find everything at supermarcy.com. It is the home of the Super Network and the 2B Tuesdays podcast. And if you look up the 2B Tuesdays podcast, you should be able to find it on your podcast player of choice, but all the handy links are available at linktr.ee/the2betuesdays podcast. And I could be found at Super Marcy on all the socials. And yeah, I can't remember anything else.
And Batch, where can people find you on the internet this week?
You can find me every Tuesday on Webtales, the Spider-Man podcast, part of the Pop4D network, where we also recap issues of The Amazing Spider-Man for the beginning to the present day. Also, follow Pop4D for the upcoming Craven and Colin 2B Tuesday podcast, whatever that's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Colin, I don't ask for much. But I want you to sabotage Craven's show.
I'll see what I can do. It's going to be good.
Make it the most cancelled show in the history of cancelled shows.
I'm fine.
That's not
going to
work because Craven doesn't care if he's cancelled.
Make it the most uncancelled show that can never be cancelled.
Make it the most pure guest appearance on a show ever.
Yeah. Yeah. We're just going to be, I'll just be super pure and just be so nice. Don't cuss, not say a word.
Exactly.
Like that. Yeah. It'll be fine.
And Colin, where can people find you on the internet this week?
TrashPandaPodcast.com. Go pimp that out and fucking join our Patreon, because that's where you're going to be hearing some episodes, because right now we're waiting a week, so I got to get better. So yes. Go do all that shit. Buy all our merch, do all that shit, just do it.
Yes. And if people want to find me personally, they can find me on Twitter and Blue Sky under Bede Jemine as one word. You can also find all my work over at supermarcy.com. You can also find me at Letterboxd at letterboxd.com/BedeJemine. And also you can listen to my solo show, Bede vs. Living Dead, and as well as the spinoff show that I co-host, Bede and Steve vs. Camp Crystal Lake, on all podcast streaming services everywhere via the Bede vs. the Living Dead podcast feed. So yeah, that is the end for our special Halloween edition of the 2B Tuesdays podcast. We hope you all enjoyed it. And see you next Tuesday, everyone, for Marcy's pick. See ya. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Ciao. The Monster Mash.
I got a good story. It's about a campus serial killer who murders 8 students.
Urban legends.
They had this, like, creature on the wing of the plane.
We've all told them.
True story, right?
You've all heard them.
You're going down.
Ah! Oh God! Ready!
Ah! But these students are daring.
Urban Legends, Scene 6.
To film them.
You mean like that girl who eats a burrito with a pregnant roach and all the eggs hatch inside of her nose?
Now.
It's a tradition during finals week at the stroke of midnight. Everyone screams.
Someone is turning legends.
But at the same time, a co-ed is brutally attacked.
Into reality.
Paranoia. Wrong man accused. How the lines blur between fantasy and reality.
The 2B Tuesdays podcast is proudly sponsored by Surfshark VPN. Why would you have a VPN in this day and age? Well, a lot of people are quite concerned about tracking and their online privacy, and using a VPN ensures that you are safe and secure online. Surfshark VPN provides a lot of extra added layers of security, as well as ad blocker and a kill switch if your information is ever compromised. The other added bonus of having a fantastic VPN with Surfshark is if a movie we're watching on the 2B Tuesdays podcast is not available in your country, you can switch on that VPN, go to the country that it is in, and watch the movie. Surfshark VPN also allows you to do this on other streaming platforms, where if you're missing some content in that library, you can turn this on and have a look at what else is on offer. Surfshark VPN is one of the most reliable and cheapest of the VPNs out there, with up to 81% off offer when you subscribe for 24 months. Please use the link surfshark.deals/supernetwork to take advantage of this amazing deal. Thank you, Surfshark. Surfy Shark doo 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 doo. Surfy Shark doo 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 doo. Now back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast.